This is the weekend edition of the Texas Tribune Audio Brief. In this episode, the Tribune's Haiti Perez Moreno talks with a McAllen High School teacher about why he thinks a ban targeting critical race theory Governor Greg Abbott signed into law last month may be harmful to educators and students of color in Texas.
When Governor Greg Abbott signed a controversial bill limiting how Texas educators can discuss current events and America's history of racism, he said it targets critical race theory, an academic discipline that examines how racism has shaped legal and social systems from the classroom. In doing so, Abbott fell in line with other Republican governors and lawmakers across the country who have targeted discussions of race and racism in K-12 schools. Although it should be noted the phrase critical race theory doesn't appear in the bill, and the theory isn't currently taught in Texas schools. But House Bill 3979 poses a direct impact on educators of color in Texas, many of whom are now concerned over how this will affect conversations and teaching on race in schools. Some have said this bill will silence their own perspectives as marginalized individuals. The bill, which goes into effect September 1st, says teachers who discuss current events cannot give, quote, deference to any one perspective. Educators are also banned from incorporating activism and advocacy into their courses. Juan Carmona, a Mexican-American history and social studies teacher at Donna High School in McAllen, Texas, said talking about the experiences of marginalized groups in the classroom is important to students of color who might not feel represented in history books.
They're going to talk, oh, this is, this is racist, teaching people to hate themselves. No, it's just teaching the history so you can understand.
How do you define critical race theory and how do you apply that concept as an educator in Texas?
Well, critical race theory is really just how race has played a role in the shaping of America. And you can look at that as like the role it's played in maybe wealth gaps and the role it's played in education gaps, the role it's played in mass incarceration. As historians, you look at all these historical forces and race is a historical force in our country. There's no way to extract it because it's part of it. And, you know, to the extent that we use it in the classroom, it's really, you know, in an odd sense, critical race theory, you know, isn't being taught because, you know, that's a college level idea. But the similarity is that it's a historical force that we need to acknowledge.
There's definitely an ambiguity to what critical race theory is. What are your thoughts on sort of the misconception of what critical race theory is and what it actually is?
I think part of it is like, you know, they're used to just getting, you know, the talking points passed down. The hard part is like, there's just so much evidence that, you know, on the side of like, this isn't a harmful thing. This is just a way to understand history, but you have to do some reading. I would hazard to guess if you ask Greg Abbott what critical race theory is, not even just Greg Abbott, almost everybody, they wouldn't be able to define it, or they're going to define it off their talking points and not really off the actual scholarship that started in the 70s as legal arguments that lawyers were using.
How often does race come up in the curriculum?
Well, to begin with, I teach in a largely minority district. It's mostly, you know, Mexican Americans. And the fact is that when we're teaching history, like the standards that we're given, you really don't see us that much. You have to interject roles that we have played because in a sense, we're not written into history. Kids are reading books and they're never seeing themselves in there. And that right there is a question of race. You know, if you're picking up American history book, it would just be the founding fathers. It would be, you know, certain major events, but you don't see a lot of minorities in any of those events. But, you know, minorities have been here. The Native Americans are the first people here, you know, in a sense, you know, Anglos are the foreigners to this land. You know, as minorities and minority educators, you seek to include your students in that narrative. The concept of including our story has been something that a lot of teachers have already been doing, is you're trying to engage your students in learning. But we as minorities and educators have to set aside time to make those connections so that they can see that we've always played a role in this country. You know, you're allowing for more perspectives. More perspectives give you a more complete understanding of our society. And unfortunately, that will include racism. because, you know, the very fact that you're not in history right away is, in a sense, racism. Is omission, you know, it may not be an outright lie, but omission itself is harmful to our youth.
Can you share your thoughts on House Bill 3979, the bill that bans critical race theory in Texas classrooms?
If you read the bill, it's actually very ambiguous. But there's one part of that bill that really stood out to me. Is like, you will not promote one race over another. And I just think to myself, that's all we have been doing up until now. So in a sense, we're currently violating that law by only promoting the Anglo race. I think it's already going to have, in the most basic sense, a silencing of voices, a silencing of discussion. Because the language of that bill is so broad. You know, I can understand some teachers being afraid to talk about anything that, you know, people would deem controversial. Maybe even things that were okay to talk about, you might not, because you're not sure, is the bill is so ambiguous. This bill is written by non-educators, people that don't know what's going on in the schools. People that, you know, they have this vision of this indoctrination. No, it's just exploration and talking. This is a bad bill. This is going to hurt education. So in a sense, to me, it's a war on education. It's a war on teachers. It belittles us. It tells us that we don't know what we're doing, that we don't know how to facilitate a conversation, that we don't know how to facilitate a debate or exploration of topics. That's what we're trained for. That's what we went to school for. Yet you're ignoring all our voices and saying you know better.
For you as an educator, what are some of the more long-term impacts that you think this will have?
I was one of those that advocated for Mesoamerican American Studies, Ethnic Studies in Texas. And so, you know, we're growing those classes. And, you know, we're trying to get more schools to add those classes. And now school boards, parents might be worried. So we might see a slowing down of the growth of getting classes like that. We might see less classes like that. And we spent years, you know, giving testimony of the positive impact of classes like these have on students. There's so many studies that show all the positive impacts it has on students. And it hurts my heart to think that, you know, school boards might say, no, let's get rid of it because they're worried. You know, it's not that they don't trust you, but they're afraid, oh, maybe someone might see that and go like, oh, they're teaching this. Oh, you know, that's against this law. You know, I hope it doesn't happen, but I have to be open to the possibility that that could happen.
During the special legislative session that began Thursday, Texas lawmakers will again consider bills about how history and current events are taught in schools after Governor Greg Abbott said he wants more legislation that relates to critical race theory.
Thank you for listening to the weekend edition of the Texas Tribune Brief Podcast. Join me on The Brief weekdays to get the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.